Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Our weekend TV viewing at our house was pretty much taken up with
The animal.
The sixth season of Orange is the New Black on Netflix. 13 new episodes landed, was it Thursday or Friday? So I know people who will sit there and watch the entire thing, all 13 episodes in one sitting. I just can't do that anymore. But I talked to a couple of people who did. I got now we had to break it up, man. So we ended up watching like 3 or 4 episodes yesterday. The bulk of them were on Saturday. But I'll tell you, it's an interesting show this year in that it's very different. You know, all of last season, and I guess if you haven't seen any of last season, I'm going to tell you, there are some spoilers here. So just a heads up on that. But last season, the entirety of last season dealt with the uprising at Litchfield. The inmates took over the prison, and that was what the entire season was, all however many episodes they had, which, you know, lent itself to its own interesting storylines, but at the expense of some others. And so this season now, again, it's very different. It's a different venue. Okay, that's all I'm going to say, because I don't want to, again, I'm sure there are many who have not seen anything, but it's a different venue. But as a result of that, there are certain people, inmates, maybe you have some favorite inmates, that you're not seeing as much. Well, I'm telling you, the show is about various inmates, and they all do kind of bring their own fame with them. Some of the most twisted people in the world, but you know, that's what the show is all about. So anyway, there are certain ones that just because of how the story is, you're not seeing them as much as you might like. So that's what's going on with Orange is the New Black. But 13 episodes are now on Netflix. I mean, at first I wasn't sure how I felt about the new venue. I guess I am enjoying it more now. And to a degree, more than again last season, just because of the way they had the whole story last season of just the prisoner uprising. And there are some other twists in this season too. And they're gonna we have one episode left, by the way. I have episode 13, the culmination of this season. I have one left, so I guess we'll probably see it at some point today. I don't know, but that's what's going on with Orange is the New Black. Oh, by the way, you know that show is listed as a comedy? When you look at the categories on Netflix, it's under comedies, which at first might seem strange, but there are some very funny moments in it. It's a dark comedy, obviously. I mean, again, you're dealing with incarcerated women and some of the worst elements of society, not to mention the correctional officers. Some of them are just sadistic jerks, quite honestly, but it's a consistently well-written show. It really is. But if you are offended by pretty much anything, you're not going to want to watch it. But I think you probably know that already. Orange is the New Black.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.